Welcome to Two is Better Than One, a podcast about business, family, and relationships. On this episode, I'm joined by my amazing friend and sister, Faith Sampson, where we launch our new series for the podcast, Nothing and Everything, where we sit down and talk about nothing and everything. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Oh my goodness.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, it honestly wasn't too bad. I mean, it was, but I landed pretty good. And the only thing that I got some bruises on my forearms because I caught myself, you know, I landed and caught myself, and it definitely could have been worse. Walking, my dog put his stupid toy at the top of the steps, and I slipped on it because I didn't have the light on, so I didn't see it. But I slipped on it. Yeah. but I'm okay. My body's kind of, you know, when you work out for the first time that you haven't done in a long time, I feel like that. I feel like I'm sore, but I'm good. I really, you know, I could have cracked my neck, so I'm good.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I am good. I did a live this morning. I'm trying to make an effort to get out there more and, you know, just get out there. I mean, you can't sell services or products without.
You're so right.
Right. So it's hard for me.
That's what I'm doing too, is I'm struggling to get out there, but I, like before you called, I was prepping things to be prepared. So I'm more in the zones now of making things than I was before the holiday season. You know, you already know what was going on.
Holidays.
Now I'm pumped. I'm ready. I have so many events underway, so it's like now you have to prepare, you know. So,
well, you know, all you know, before all that stuff had happened, you were like, I'm not even ready, and you know why you weren't? Because you had some stuff coming up, that's why. And once you got through that stuff, now look at you, you're like, okay, now it's ready, everything's just hitting where it's supposed to be. So, that's how I see it. I mean, you weren't ready for it yet because you know that you would have been focusing on everything.
If you had
everything at one time, you wouldn't have stopped to focus on the important stuff. You would have been doing it all. You know, you would have. You would have been like, okay, I got to do this. 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 So you needed some time, step back, focus on what you need to focus on. And now you're like, okay, I can focus on that. But now it's kind of I can have it even or just a little bit further than it. And then kind of go from there. So, no, I get that. I get that 100%. So I'm really glad, like I said, we can actually record here. And what's really cool is you don't have to do video. When you record, it actually downloads the video, if there is. It records a playback, and it records the audio separately. So you can actually just take the audio and put it on a podcast, or you can put it on an editing program. And just go from there, and it does it for you. It's so simple. So once I found that out for interviewing or having multiple people, that's why I only use Zoom for that. But if I'm doing it by myself, then I just record on the editing platform, Audacity, and it's free and it's simple to use. So that's what I do. But for two people, this is better. Yeah, Audacity. Yep. And it's free to download, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a podcast app or something?
It's an audio. You record audio to it. You can add music to it. You can add snippets of audio from somewhere else. It's not video, it's only audio, but that's what I use to do the podcast, and then I upload it to Anchor. Is my platform that I have it all saved on, but I can put it on anything. The reason why I use Anchor is because Anchor makes it publishes it through all the other platforms for you.
Okay.
So I don't have to go to iTunes. I don't have to go to Google Play. I don't have to go do any of that because Anchor, it notifies me, hey, your podcast is now available on this platform. It's now available on this platform. And you can go in there and all you have to do is get the links for those different platforms and post it wherever you want to post it. So if somebody's a fan of Google Podcasts, you have the link for that, but you didn't post it. Anchor did it for you.
Oh, okay.
So it's really cool. And it's a basic, thing. It's free as well. You don't have to pay to be on it. You could even be a sponsor and you can actually apply for, not apply, but you, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? You audition for different advertisements, and all you do is they give you the script, and they tell you, take the script, use it as a guideline, but make it like your own. And what you do is you add that to the podcast you want to add it to, and then if every time there's a certain amount of plays on your podcast, you get money back for the plays if there's a promotion thing on it.
You know, that's really nice, because what I've been struggling with, my husband has been trying to push me to do vlogging, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not really the person who wants to sit in front of a camera.
Right.
But I feel like podcasts and blogging, because I like to write.
Right.
That's the angle that I want to go towards more so than vlogging. Like everybody doesn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't. I like to do it when I like to do it, but I want it on a small scale. When you try to do vlogs and you try to do YouTube and things like that, you have to, it's a consistent thing. You have to be consistent. So you have to make sure that your space is ready for your vlog. You have to make sure that you're, you know, depending on what your day that day doing that day is ready for the vlog. You have to make sure you got to be dressed for your videos. And they say, oh yeah, be authentic. There's only so authentic, you know, so much authenticity you can do before you look like a slob. You know what I mean? So with podcasting, I do it late at night sometimes. Sometimes I, like right now, we're doing this test run, see if we like this. I am dressed today, but only because I did a live earlier.
Uh-huh.
And if I want to say I have a free day, I can easily sit there and be like, you know what? I'm going to knock out 5 different episodes because I can right now, and that's what I want to do. But I have my podcast actually on YouTube as well, because I found a way, which I am so grateful that I have, you know, I was blessed with the brain to when I learn something to actually absorb it. Mm-hmm. Because I looked it up and I found out how to turn it into basically put it on a version to have it as video, but instead of, because it's just audio. So what I do is I just put graphics as what's showing, I put graphics, but it's still the audio, like the podcast. So if somebody doesn't want to listen to the podcast on a podcast platform, they can listen to it actually on YouTube, and it's still the podcast.
Okay, well, that's actually something that I was talking about doing too, with the animated version on YouTube.
Like, wouldn't that be cool? I have a friend that's actually animating my kids for me, and I didn't even think to do that for the podcast, because that'd be cool too.
Yeah, that's what I want to look into. So, let me see it or know what she does, and then shoot me her information, because I'm looking for someone to do animation for me too.
Right. Yeah. No, that sounds cool. I wanted her to animate the kids because we have some projects in you know, coming up in the future here in a couple months that I want to have the kids on, you know, covers and involved, but I don't want it to be their face. I want it to be more friendly, kid friendly, and look more like a kid-ish. So I figured, why not have them cartoon made into cartoons?
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm excited. I can't wait till she's you know, she's a really good artist, a friend that I went to school with in high school. So I'm hoping, I know they're going to come out good, because I've seen some of her drawings before, and they're very detailed. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it either, because, like I said, that's something I just thought about. He goes, like, you need to be vlogging everything that you're doing. And I'm like, I don't want to be. He likes being in front of the camera. I don't. Like, no. Yeah. You can't push somebody and make somebody do that. That's not me.
Yeah, that's exactly why, doing the podcast, I have my husband on as a co-host now, but he doesn't want to be the only one, the only one doing it, because it's he's doing it for me. And he's doing it to do it with me, but that's not his thing. You know, I love the podcast. I have falling. I've always liked it and wanted to do it. But ever since I actually started to do it, now I'm like, okay, I have free time. I'm going to record an episode. So I just be recording stuff. And if I don't like it, then I don't keep it. But it still gives me practice. It gives me tips on, what, depending on what I'm talking about, how it's received in my ears. Because even if I just say it and then I listen to it, sometimes when I say something and then I listen to it, I'm like, oh, I don't know if that's going to be responded to well. So I listen back to it and I say, well, do I care if it's responded to well? Do I, you know, this is how I hear it. Is everybody else going to hear it that way? And then I have to decide, you know, is this going to fit with what I want to do? And it is, because it's my business and that's what I want to do. So it is. It might not fit to other people, but to me, this is a good way to show the realistic, you know, side of being an entrepreneur. Everybody thinks it's always so glamorous and you're rolling in the dough, when meanwhile, you know, we could be making close to the same thing you make at your 9-to-5, but the difference is we have control and we have independence, and that's why even if we're making the same money you're making, we don't have to answer to nobody. That's the difference. And so that's why I like the podcast. I like it a lot. And today, I had the podcast with you today, you know, this, we're doing this. And then I did a live earlier, and then I'm thinking, okay, I wanted to do a live for the fitness challenge. So I'm like, well, maybe I should just get that out of the way, just do that today. And then, you know, so it's, you know, I have the freedom to do that, but it's hard. It is very hard to push myself to get out of my comfort zone. So,
well, I think that's why, two heads are better than one, because you know that the fitness is my thing. That's what I'm going to school for and what I'm studying. And when you, when I first seen you do the challenge, I was kind of felt jealous. Like, you know, I'm moving slow and she's moving ahead, and I gotta hurry up and, you know, do my stuff or whatever. And I'm just like, no, just take your time, write it out. You know, write out exactly what you want to do. And you know, or talk to her about collaborating with her.
Right.
Collaborate.
Right. That's, and then, you know what? That's, everybody does that. I try not to do it as much anymore, but one big tip I got from a mentor of mine was not to compare your business to somebody else's business, because they were where you are and there's enough to go around. And instead of comparing, which is, it's very hard not to compare. It's very hard. So instead of comparing, like you said, see if there's something you can collaborate with that person. Maybe you can bring, and that kind of, that feeling, and I know this, I'm not saying this is yours, but when it comes to me, the reason I have that feeling is because I feel insecure that I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, I do, but then at the same time, I'm telling myself, do you really though? Do you really know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know, can you give people tips? You've been in business for such and such amount of time. Are you credible to actually give that information? Damn straight I'm credible, because I did it already and I know what I'm talking about. But that doesn't come that doesn't come from the beginning at all. You know, I sit there and I'm like, wow, I gotta raise my prices, but am I qualified to raise my prices? And then, you know, I sit here and I'm like, well, yeah, I am, because I know what I provide, I know what I give. So even the fitness challenge, a lot of people haven't asked to be part of it. And that kind of was sad to me, because it, you know, I think that comes from not wanting to, you know, tell people what you're going through, not wanting to actually be open about it, which I feel like that's the best thing to do, because if you're not open about it, you're not going to be able to do it. And if you were able to do it, you would have done it already. You know what I mean? So
I think one thing that maybe makes people hesitant about joining is that they haven't seen you actually do it. You see what I'm saying? And that's the same with me. I have so many videos of me working out, of me exercising, of me doing affirmations after I work out, but I have not published any of them. You know what I mean? So you have to put yourself out there, and that's so scary. It's so scary.
It is.
But you have to put yourself out there, and when people see you, actually see you doing it, then they're going to be like, okay, I'm struggling with that too. You know what I mean? So let's do this together, you know. We're giving them a platform to help them. We're trying to help you, and at the same time help ourselves, you know what I mean? But we have to be vulnerable, and you have to put yourself out there so that the people can see you. And when they see that you're doing it, you're struggling, but you're getting results, then I think that's when they'll come and they'll want to join.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I'm doing it regardless. I actually start Saturday because I joined this 6-week membership that this, you know, technically it's not free, but the way they did it is it's a challenge. You join the challenge. If you meet your goals at the end of the challenge, you get your money back, which I mean, right. So why wouldn't you do that? So,
What challenge is this?
It's called, I Love Kickboxing.
Oh, yes.
So, that's what I do. Right. So I signed up for it and I was like, well, I don't want to do the challenge. I mean, I get the challenge. I do want to do the challenge, but I was like, I want the membership because I need to be tied into it to be accountable. I want to do it past the 6 weeks. I don't want to be like, okay, 6 weeks, I'm done. And then I'm done working out. No, I want the money back as a prize, but that's not why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you sign up as a membership, what they do is instead of, since you're a member, they just put it towards your membership instead of giving you the money back, they put it towards your membership. I'm like, well, technically I'm still getting the money back. So I'm good with that. So, right. So I go Saturday and in the challenge, they give you for the 6 weeks, they give you a whole meal plan, the whole thing, mm-hmm. the recipes, the grocery list, everything. And then you have to work out 3 times a week. You have to. That's part of it. That's the agreement. If you don't, then you get taken out of the challenge. So it's not like they just take your money and they don't hold you accountable. They actually make you do it. And if you don't do it, then you get kicked out and that's on you. So it's downtown Columbus. I forgot what it's the only I Love Kickboxing in Columbus from here in our neighborhood because we live close. It's about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and that was another thing. I was like, damn, 30 minutes, 3 times a week. I'm like, I don't know about that. But you know what? That's me trying to make excuses all over again. Because mm-hmm. if I wanted to go to IKEA, damn straight, I'd drive 5 times a week to IKEA, and that's 30 minutes away. and I do that without a question.
But you're still getting your exercise because you're walking around.
Right, exactly. And I get their nasty, delicious food.
IKEA has food.
Yeah, they have a kitchen thing there, a little diner thing, and it's so good and so nasty at the same time.
Well, the one that I went to, I think is IKEA. No, that might not be IKEA. I think it's Bed Bath and Beyond. Never mind, that's on 256.
I haven't been to IKEA. Yeah, it's if you ever want to go. I'm down. Like I just said, I will drive there multiple times a week because that place is amazing. And it's an afternoon thing. You can't just be like, okay, I'm going and I'll be back in like an hour. No, but I'll be back in like 4 hours. It's so much fun. But that's my point. Like me, I'm going to drive 30 minutes. Yes, you're going to drive 30 minutes because there's other women there. It's women only. You're not, they don't allow men in because of the simple fact that they don't want you to feel like you're being self-conscious or anything. So yeah. You're supposed to support. I actually even asked the lady that's running it in this local one if she wanted to be on the podcast. And she said, yeah. I was like, because I'm actually starting a challenge in February 1st. I was like, how perfect is this? And it kind of ties what you said. You know, people joining the challenge, they're not getting anything if they don't. And they're not get, you know, if they win the challenge, they obviously we were going to give them something. But them not joining is not hurting. You know, it's not like I was doing it for sales or anything like that. It was trying to just build, you know, bring women together. So I was kind of like in shock by that. That they wanted to be part of it. I wasn't charging anybody anything, but I get, you know, you're right. They didn't see me doing it. They want to see what I'm going to do. So the I Love Kickboxing challenge kind of came perfect to where I could do that. She said, we take videos, we could take pictures. They're going to take video. They're going to do pictures themselves. So I can make it public. I can, you know, publish it on my social media. They don't care. They said the more the merit, you know, better because it's free advertising. Why would they say no? Mm-hmm. So I can actually, I basically have content done for me where I don't have to think twice about it. I have my meal plans done. They have you actually take pictures of your grocery haul and you have to send it in. And that's part of it. You have to send it in so they can see that you're actually buying the proper food. So yeah, it's basically content for me. And I was like, well, now I don't even have to think about it. this is done. And the goal is 25 pounds by the end of the 6 weeks, but I have a lot of water weight. So I think I'll probably do more than that. Mm-hmm. because I recently cut carbs. I went to the doctor and I was a certain weight, and that was 2 weeks ago. And yesterday, I went back there to the place. Yesterday, the day before that, I went to the place and actually signed up, and they weighed me, and I was 10 pounds less in 2 weeks. And the only thing that I changed was I cut carbs for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, I need to get my scale together because I've been on a fast for 3 weeks. The first week, all I did was cut out meat and sweets, and mm-hmm. I fasted till 3 p.m. from 3, and then my fast ended at 3 and then started again at 12 midnight. That was the first week. The second week, I did an OMAD diet, which is just 1 meal a day. That's mm-hmm. what it stands for, OMAD, right. So 1 meal a day. And this week, I'm on an absolute diet. I mean, an absolute fast where I'm only consuming liquids, mainly clear liquids. I feel great because this is my third week without meat, so I'm already feeling good. Now this week, this is my third day in this absolute fast. I was so lethargic because I started my cycle.
But
I'm gonna tell you this, since I wasn't eating meat those two prior weeks, my cycle was nowhere near as bad as it had been all my life, really, basically. Like, you already know, you know, we discussed this, and
right.
I took medicine just on the first day. The second day, I didn't have to take anything, and I was able to still get things done just by cutting out meat and meat products for the most part. I still ate cheese, though. Right. Like, I had it every once in a while, not every day. You know, I had it once in a while. And then, like I said, this week, with the complete fast or the absolute fast, I've been doing like a clear broth in the afternoons. In the morning, I have this drink mixture that I make. Mm-hmm. And then I did the clear broth, you know, for when I got hungry again at night. Today, I got orange juice because I was on my cycle and I was feeling so lethargic. So
right.
I went and got some orange juice, but I feel alert. I don't feel as heavy. I can definitely tell that the water and the swelling in my feet and my ankles and everything is going down.
Right.
And I feel good. So after this is over, I'm definitely going to continue with the no meat.
Right.
And I want to do no carbs. I want to really try to stick to that. It's hard because everything is carb-based. Even the orange juice had carbs in it. I was like,
right, yeah.
This is crazy. Orange mm-hmm. juice has carbs. Like,
yep.
So, I mean, and doing that, you have to prepare your food more. You have to cook more. So it's a mindset thing that you have to get to. Cause I have 4 kids, so I have to cook a lot and they eat everything. So what I've been having to do lately, I have to prepare 2 meals. I have to prepare a meal for them, and I have to prepare a meal for myself. And, right now I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Because I don't want what they're eating, and what they eat is like chicken tenders and tater tots. I don't want that. You know what I mean?
Then
I've actually been making them cook for themselves. Like if people knew how old my kids were, they'd be like, girl, they should have been cooking for themselves. But I've been making them, even my youngest, I've been making him cook for himself. Cause I'm like, I don't want it to hinder what I'm doing because what I'm doing is trying to get healthy, not just for myself, but so I can be there for them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, no, I get that. My son in the morning, usually he now takes care of his breakfast. I used to like, okay, wait for me to come down and I'll take care of it. And all he would ever want is a bagel and butter and some fruit. And I'm like, you know what? You could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then I even have him take care of it for his sister, because all his sister wants is toast with butter, and then she'll want eggs like an hour later, but then I can make that for her. So I commend you for doing that fast. That's amazing. The furthest I've gotten is because I'm doing a fast in the morning time. I try to do one every single day. Most of the time I get it good. I will eat, the last time I will eat is 6 o'clock, and then I try to make it to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way my day goes, it actually helps, because in the morning time when I wake up, I'm moving, and then I got to get one to school, then I got to get the next to school, and then I come back, and then I get into the office and I start doing some things for the company, for my company. And then I start working on client work. And then by the time I have a daily call with one of my clients at 11, by the time we're done by like 12, I go and I make something to eat. Now, the biggest thing is I have to make sure that that first meal is a good meal, because I could easily mess that up. Easily. So I did, like I said, I don't really eat dairy because dairy causes inflammation. So I stay away from it, you know, as it is. I actually went 2 weeks and then I messed it up. I went 2 weeks without any caffeine when I cut the carbs. 2 weeks. And I was drinking caffeine daily. Like I was depending on it. Like I probably addicted to it. I'm not even going to lie. And so I cut the carbs. And for me, because I had some blood work not too long ago, and all in all, I have low iron, so which I already knew, but I had my iron pills and I wasn't taking them. When I started taking my iron pills, I was low on vitamin D. I started taking my vitamin D. They told me I needed to take an omega-3. I started taking that and cutting carbs. So all of it together, the carb cutting, the taking my vitamins like I'm supposed to, and, you know, staying away from sugar, because things that are like fat-free, they usually have a lot of sugar in them. Staying away from the salt, which I thought, just saying it, like I had this conversation with somebody and they were like, well, what are you going to eat, grass? And I'm like, well, it's not that. You just have to, I can't eat processed meat because of the salt. So you just have to cook more. Just like you said, it's not about not being able to eat anything, because you can eat lots. You just have to cook more. Mm-hmm. So with doing all that, like I said, when I went and weighed myself at the place on Monday, I was 10 pounds lighter in just 2 weeks, and I hadn't worked out not one time. And I was on my cycle last week for a week and a half of it. So with the bloatedness and all that stuff, as tired as I am when I have, you know, when I'm on my period, which it's really bad. I get exhausted to where I feel like I haven't slept for days. Yes. I did not need caffeine even those days.
That's good.
And I was so surprised. And then I went to bed super late and I had to wake up super early and I messed it up and I wound up drinking some stupid energy drink. And but that, you know, then I was like, okay, it didn't really do anything. And I actually feel worse than what I did when I wasn't drinking any caffeine. So I'm not drinking them anymore. But that one day showed me how much it was actually affecting me and I didn't realize it. My heart started pounding super fast. And before I it wouldn't even affect me. I'd be like, oh, I think I need to drink the whole thing. I would drink it like if it was water. And then from 2 weeks of not taking any caffeine, no coffee, no nothing like that whatsoever, to drinking it, my heart was pounding. I was like, oh my goodness, this is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. So, and then this thing, the I Love Kickboxing, kicked in and I'm like, damn, everything is just hitting where it's supposed to hit. And because I'm having to be more active with that and with my eating, I've been more active online. I've been, you know, okay, I'm going to do a live today because I feel good. I'm just taking time to do my makeup and feel good about it. I'm going to bed on time. It's so crazy how just your health is affecting everything.
Your diet, yes.
My diet is affecting everything. So mm-hmm. In the last 3 weeks, I was able to January. I kicked butt, man. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I kicked butt this month. It's not where I need to be, but compared to where I was and how sluggish and like how much procrastination I was doing when it came to the company. All of that has changed, and I am so excited about it. I am so excited about it. And that's why when you said you were interested, nobody else said that they want to be part of it except for you. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it regardless, but let me do it with her. She can bring her point, because the food part, people think that it's just about working out, which it's not. People, it's not about working out only. You have to eat right. I would tell you, my husband is one of those people that thinks as long as he's active, it doesn't matter what he eats.
You know what I tell my husband? I said, if you put sugar in a car, it's mm-hmm. not going to keep running. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing to your body. You have to put the right type of gas in your body.
Right.
Our food, our body is made up of so many different chemicals. And it's in the fruits and the vegetables that we eat. when you're eating processed food, it's like you're putting sugar in your tank. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many foods out here. So I'll give you an example, because, you know, I'm going to school right now studying for health coaching.
Right.
And one of our lectures we had about a week or so ago was about corn and how a lot of our grains and our foods have been mutated. Mm-hmm. You know, wheat, barley, rye, corn, which is actually a grass. All those are all grasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eat it up. Corn is something that when you eat it, it has been mutated to the point that when you eat it, you don't even digest it, because it doesn't leave any nutrients in your body at all. And when it comes out whole. Like
corn. Like you, corn in the cob in, corn in the cob coming out.
Yeah. I mean, so you can't just eat whatever you want and expect you to be healthy. That it doesn't right. work that way. You have to eat according to not just you know, your blood type. That's something new too that people are starting to do, like test your blood type, mm-hmm. eat according to blood type. But you should also eat according to where you live. You know, we mm-hmm. get so many foods that are shipped from overseas that our bodies sometimes don't digest very well, because the soil, you know, the soil that it comes from is not the soil that we have here. The air that it comes from is not the air that we have here.
Right.
So we should really focus more on trying to eat foods that are around your region, around where you live, you know? So.
No, I agree. And it's funny, because you see that cutting out meat for you is helping you. I mm-hmm. actually cutting the carbs, sugars. My thing is carbs, sugars, and low salt. I have to do low to no salt, which it just means that I have to use more spices, which I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. And no sugar and no carbs, which they kind of go, actually all three of them, they go hand in hand. If you're yeah. eating carbs, you're eating the salt and the sugar. So, mm-hmm. But you want to hear something crazy is ever since I cut out the carbs and I cut back on the salt and all that stuff, and I'm taking my iron, I'm not craving meat as much. I still eat it, and I'm still going to eat, because it doesn't do anything bad. It actually fills me up quite well, where I eat veggies and then some meat. But I'm finding that I'm eating less of it, or needing to eat less of it. And I have actually gone all week without eating eggs. Now, some people might not think it's a big deal, but for me, I love eggs. hold on 1 second. Hold on. My son is calling me. Hold on. Oh my goodness. So they're having electronics day. This is a very proud mommy moment. They're having electronics day and he's able to be on his phone. So since he's able to be on his phone, he called me in front of all his friends. I hear the kids, "You're actually calling your mom?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm calling my mom." And he was like, "So be quiet." And they were like, "Be super loud so his mom can hear us all." And they're like, "Woohoo, woohoo."
Oh,
like,
wow.
Right. They're not being rude. They're being more annoying than anything. Nobody's like, "Oh, you're calling your mommy." But I think that's cool that he just did.
I know. Jeremiah got his phone. He just recently got a phone. And that boy, first he was calling everybody. He was calling me and...
Yeah,
you know, calling his brothers and sisters. And then I started a group chat. So he's mm-hmm. just been putting GIFs in there, going crazy. And you know, you have to be careful, because there's been a couple of times where I thought I was texting one of my children and actually put it in a group chat.
Yeah, I when I text something to my husband, depending on if it's something more adult or personal, I double check the name on top first. Because I don't need my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, be like, Sasha, yeah. We love you, but not that much.
Don't do that. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I get that. I didn't think to do a family chat. I should do a family chat with us, because, you know, there's about six of us that were quite close, you know, and the kids are very, they like to call, but he did the same thing. He would call everybody, video everybody. I'd be doing something in the kitchen, looking a hot mess, and then he'd walk in and be talking on the phone, and I'm like, "Wait, are you on video with somebody?" And he turned the phone and he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm on what's up?" So I'm like, "Yo, dude, get off the phone." Like, you can't just do that. You have to warn somebody.
That's funny.
Yeah,
but I'm always on video. I'm doing that to him, because, but he hates to be on video. My husband hates to be on video, but I'm always the one that does that. Like, "Yeah, say hi." And he's like, "Really?" Like,
yeah, My kids like being on camera. They're in the YouTube era. So they like to be on camera a lot, which I like the podcast and I like to talk and I like to, you know, communicate with people. But video, I don't even look. If you watch my lives, I hardly ever actually look at the screen, because when I'm having a conversation and it's a real conversation, I'm not just sitting there staring, you know, just like, I'm all over the place. I talk with my hands. I'm looking around. I'm talking, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, when I do the podcast, like right now, I think I'm even looking at the screen right now and we're not even recording. Like, it just depends on how I feel at that moment.
You are recording.
Well, I mean video recording.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
I looked at the screen too, but when I talk to people, I do look them in their eyes, only because that's what I was taught. We were always taught a dishonest person doesn't look you in the eyes, you know what
right
I mean?
Right. See, no, I no 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 when you're I get that when you're talking to somebody face to face, but I'm talking about on video. When I'm doing video, there's nobody there in front of me.
Well, that's why I don't want to do video, because I was like, who am I talking to?
Yeah.
And I recommend all YouTubers that can do that. And they're probably people who can, who talk to themselves anyways. And I do talk to myself, so I'm not saying I can't. But when you're doing that, you know, and when I've done it, it's just like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I do video, even when I'm doing a live, unless people are communicating with me during a live, I'm not looking only at the camera. If I'm talking to somebody, obviously I'm gonna look at them, but on video there's nobody there, so I end up looking all over the place. So when I do a live video, there's nobody, I don't know who's watching, so I'm having a conversation, so you know, whatever, or whoever's in the area, in the stratosphere, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why I like doing a podcast better, because I could do this. And can I just say that I'm really glad that you did this with me, for the simple fact that I know you're trying to do the podcast. I wanted you to see that it is a lot of fun, and I like how smooth the conversation is. It's a good, you know, when you get to interview somebody, you get to be like, if I interviewed you for your company right now, it'd be a little bit different, obviously, because we'd have, you know, you have some things on your mind you want to ask the person about their business, and you think about that beforehand, and it's more of an interview. But when it's like this and it's conversating, I like it because it flows better. And that's what I had with my husband. You know, you heard the first few, we were just talking, but that's why I'm like, babe, come on, just keep doing them with me. But as time went on, I understand where he was coming from, and I'm actually not bothered by it, because I kind of wanted to focus more on women empowerment than just couple stuff, because he's not the kind of person that he likes to talk about things a lot, and I'm the kind of person where I want to talk to people about it, and not to put my business out there, but to get a different perspective. You know, I can talk to you about something without giving you all the information. I could do that, you know, and just get your opinion on something. And when it comes to man and woman and having that dynamic, he can only tell me so much. I'll give my opinion, which I'll be talking to myself anyways, because he can't relate. Yeah. So when he told me, you know, I think that I want to be a host, a co-host, but I don't want to do it full time. I was like, you know what? I'm actually okay with that. That's fine, because then I can have other people, other women, you know, on it. And he was like, well, who are you going to contact? I said, Faith. He said, that's it. I said, yeah. I was like, I like talking to her. So yeah, I'm going to contact her.
Our conversations they're number one, they're genuine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. We mean you could talk for hours about absolutely nothing.
And everything.
Nothing and everything.
That should be the segment. Nothing and everything with Sasha and Faith.
Yes, like
what are you talking about? Nothing. What do you mean? We're talking about everything. What? You just said nothing. Like, yeah.
Because like
it is. That's what it is. Don't question. Just listen.
Yes, just listen.
Just listen. I like that. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But it's been about 40 minutes now, so I'm going to ask your opinion. Do you enjoy doing it this way rather than video? Would you Would you be interested in doing the podcast more often with me?
I want to say I would like to hear it first.
Okay. All right. Well, this is.
I can tell you, like, right now doing it, I do like it. And I like it because I didn't really have any points or anything written down, or, you know, we didn't really have a topic or a subject.
We didn't have to.
Yeah, so I want to do something where you have to do your homework first. Like, I want to do something topic-based and do it again like that.
I think, you know what? See, the focus that I had on it is kind of doing a mix so people get, they get the strict stuff, you know, the structure, more structure, and then at the same time they get the fun stuff. And with that, we can, with the more free-flowing stuff, we can actually use that to decide what topics we want to dive into more. Like, in this case, I would love to, we were going to talk about the, you know, toxic people in your life and your business. I definitely still want to make that a thing, because it's very important for a lot of people that are in, you know, toxic relationships. And it doesn't have to be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, just toxic relationships in general, that they don't know that they are, or they think they know they are, but they think they're the only ones. So I definitely want to touch on that, because that ties in with mental health.
Yes.
And women and mental health, it's a very big thing. And I hate, I'm not even going to lie, I hate that it gets dismissed as women being, excuse my language, but bitchy or PMSing. Yes. Like, I'm seriously tired of hearing that. When men are angry, it doesn't get told that they're just being sensitive. They're angry. They're men. No, you're angry because that's how you react. You're being sensitive. But nobody says that.
Right.
So I would really like to touch on that, things like that. And with you being in the health field, I think it'll be very good to have you on there, because I have my opinions, but I don't have experience except for with my own.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started my business. And the big part of my business is mental health.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, that's my thing right there. Mm-hmm. Trying to help people fight their demons, you know?
Right. So, no, I think it's great. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to save the recording, and I'm going to send it to you, and you can listen to it and decide what you want to do. Even if you use it as a jump off point to say, you know what, I like this format, or, you know what, I don't like this format, I want to do it more structured, that'll be a good way. But I really think that me and you together would be able to cover a lot of good topics. And like I said, our conversations can flow very easily. How long have we known each other? And we seem to be so connected. It's not even funny. It's very weird. And I love it. I love it. On our first episode, we have to start it with our story, and then we can continue with the actual topic. But we have to. Okay. People need to know that this is real.
This is real.
This is real.
This is God ordained.
Oh my goodness!
How real
yes,
it is to me,
like, right?
That is how we're, because when me and you first seen each other, like, we talked for a long time before we actually laid eyes on each other, and we knew who each other was.
Right? Like, how weird, like, is that?
Sasha, right there.
Yeah, I was like, I think she's calling me. Let me check my phone. yep, it's her. And I'm like holding it up like if it's Simba from The Lion King. Da 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 da. Yeah. So okay, so what we're gonna end this here. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna go get my kid. I'm gonna call my husband and gloat about the fact that I got a phone call from school. And then we're gonna just let me know later what you think, okay? And then if you want to do, if you say, hey Sasha, you're free, let's do one. Okay, all right,
I'm with it.
All right, we'll talk. Let me know. Please don't hesitate. Let me, even if you hate it, but like, girl, I hate it.
No.
Okay.
I will. You know.
I okay.
Will.
I know. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.